A quick announcement before we get started. This coming Saturday, May 2nd, is Free Comic Book Day. So make sure and get to your local comic book store to get your free comics. And if you happen to be in Omaha, Nebraska, come by Legend Comics, 4 o'clock. Joe and myself will be recording the answer of the week live from Free Comic Book Day at Legend Comics. Hope you listeners can join us. We would love to see you there. Now let's get to the show!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Boom! Answer of the Week, y'all. And it's going to be a quick one this week because only five of you cared enough to answer.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to blame them. We took a week off.
Yeah, it was what it
got
was.
Got out of the habit.
It was what it was. Hold on. My wife's got to yell at me. I can't believe she hit me. Did you see that?
I saw it.
I can't believe she did that in front of you. Here's how this works. Each week, Joe Patrick posts the question of the week in the Two-Headed Nerd forums. It's the coolest place on the internet. You guys would love it there, and you'll feel sexier for going. Then, you guys can answer there, writing as much as you want, or you can call us using the Ziggurat hotline, 402-819-4894, or you can do what everyone did this week and send us MP3s.
All MP3s. Answer.
Everybody did. It's going to be so cool.
We have entered a magical time.
Before we can get into this, Joey, I need you to reset the question of the week for myself and everyone listening.
Why bother? Randy Andrews is going to do it. It was his question.
Let's let him take it away.
Yeah.
Let's just let him take it away.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews, a.k.a. Marsman1 on the forums, emailing in for the question of the week.
You wanted to be Chewbacca.
This week, my question was, who was your favorite hero that you wanted to be when you were a child? Well, guys, since I had an older sister, I always had to include her. So I was always
to be Princess
Luke
Leia?
Skywalker, and she was Princess Leia. Yep, that was my hero. Star Wars was in my blood. And I'm so excited for the new movie. Well, that's it this week, guys. And check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net. And my music this week is from Star Wars A New Hope, The Throne Room. And see you guys in a week. Bye for now.
My music this week is The Wedding March from Star Wars A New Hope.
I really wanted Randy to be like, I wanted to be C-3PO. Like, nobody wanted to be C-3PO.
Look, he's a protocol droid. He knows like 6,000 languages.
Which makes sense. Why wouldn't you build a protocol droid for a slut, for a slave? I almost called his mom a slut.
Jeez. Yikes.
Just makes sense. He speaks bocce.
He does speak bocce.
Randy wanted to be Luke.
Awesome.
That's a great answer. That's great.
Of course.
Yeah. Sister Princess Leia. Here's a weird question.
Nope. Don't ask that question.
Let's not even go there.
Don't do that.
They went there in the movie and it was weird enough.
Don't do that. Wait, were you pretending? Nope. Still weird.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Randy, thank you for the call and thanks for inspiring this week's question.
Nice job, Randy.
How long was that? That was like less than 2 minutes.
38
Son of
seconds.
A gun.
Randy, not screwing around.
We're going to be out of here. It's 12:53. We're going to be done by one.
He's a busy man, that Randy Andrews. You know who else is busy? Elise Wisdom, coming up with wisecracks about how short I am. Let's see what she's got.
It's so easy.
Hello, listen nerds. This is Elise. As some of you may have heard, Mad Bomb has been following me lately. I don't know if following is the right word exactly.
I wasn't even in the state!
Because every time I see him, he freezes. Maybe he thinks I'm a T-Rex and I can't see him if he doesn't move. But all that really does is turn my life into one big game of Five Nights at Freddy's. So I am reporting this from the safety of the inside of my closet. Hopefully he can't find me here.
I'm right behind you.
So for this week's question, talking about who did we want to grow up to be superhero-wise, I don't know if I really wanted to grow up to be a superhero, but I definitely played superheroes on the playgrounds with my friends. And I always wanted to be Storm. She could control the weather. She could fly. She had a cape. She was badass. So that was my answer. Okay, I think the coast is clear. I think it's safe to leave the closet. Hopefully he's not out there waiting for me. Here we go.
Oh, that is dark.
It's about time Elise came out of the closet, though, you know? Oh. I mean, really.
Everyone's doing it. Iceman.
Yeah. Storm. Good answer. Elise not only wanted to be Storm, wanted to be black when she was young. That's awesome.
Who didn't?
Tell me about it. I still want to be black now.
We're going to get in trouble for that for sure.
Oh, we've gotten in trouble for way worse than that.
Storm's a good answer. Storm, I love Storm. I just wish she was better handled in the comics these days.
Yeah, they sort of forgot what they were doing with that character a long time ago and never got backed anywhere. I will say the Storm series, Greg Pak, is it?
No.
Who is it?
Is it Greg Pak? I don't know. But who is it? You mean the one that's currently going, right?
Yeah. Greg Pak has done a pretty good job on that series. I read the first four issues and it was better than I thought it was going to be. And I hope maybe he's trying to pull that character into something recognizable and cool again, because yeah, she's just been so wasted for so long.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't read that comic, but I have heard nothing but good things about it.
It's solid. It's a good read. Thank you for your call, Elise.
To explain Elise's reference, Five Nights at Freddy's is a video game, a PC game, where you get a job as a security guard at like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Ugh.
But the thing is that overnight, the robots come to life.
Ugh.
And they wander the halls, and there's something wrong with their programming so that if they catch you, they think, oh, this is a human that's supposed to be inside controlling me. And so if they catch you, they're going to try to stuff you inside their robot bodies, which are full of gear. Like, it's bad.
Jesus, who came up with this?
They'll kill you. It's bad.
It's horrifying. And I understand that there is a small furry person like following you, Elise. It's not me.
Or is it?
It's not me. I was in California for like 10 days.
Or is it?
Moving right along. Chris Latta.
Chris Latta.
He's taking the next step. He's in Voice Record Pro 7. Look at this. This guy's trying to show us up.
Hey guys, this is Chris in Bellevue calling in with my answer for the week. So the question was, who would you want to be when you grow up? And while I had lots of childhood things that I really enjoyed, G.I. Joe's, Transformers, I saw so many things on the boards, comics, movies, and that sort of thing, it all goes back to Star Wars for me. Now, I never wanted to be any one particular character in Star Wars, but I can always say that what I would have always loved to have been is a Jedi. And you can see that in my name. It's on the forums. I'm Tenor Jedi, so that's what I do today. I'm a singer, choir director, and I still, in my heart of hearts, would love to be a Jedi at some point. All the Star Wars games I've always played, that's exactly what I wanted to do when I played Knights of the Old Republic, the MMO game. I wanted to be a Jedi. I got to live that experience. So that's it. That's my answer for the week, guys. Look forward to hearing everybody else's takes. Talk to you later. Bye.
Chris wanted to be Star Wars.
He wanted to be a Jedi.
All of it. Star Wars.
He was so sick and tired of all these Star Wars.
Chris, I demand you sing for us, man.
You ready for me to blow your mind?
Huh.
Chris is my choir director.
Whoa! Incest.
Nope.
Not really.
Nope.
No. That's the best term I could come up with, though. I was trying to
It certainly does not apply.
You got to sing for us. I demand you either do the Bill Murray Lounge Star Wars act from Saturday Night Live or sing Pinot Noir. That'd be cool, too.
Pinot Noir from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. Pinot Noir.
Terry Garr, Jamie Farr. These are 70s TV stars.
Thank you for your call.
We're just going to quote Kimmy Schmidt for the rest of the show.
So we got two, well, you know, we have Luke Skywalker and then just generic Jedi.
Which, awesome.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with it. We got a first time, long time caller here.
Oh, man.
Nice to hear from him. It's been a little bit.
Wonder who it could be.
Hi, THN. When I was a little bitty, first time, long time.
If this lasts more than a minute, I'm going to shoot myself.
I didn't want to wait to be a superhero when I grew up. I wanted to be the superhero then when I was a little bitty. So there was a show that was on the and that's what I wanted to be. Because if I was Robin, I could be a kid, and I could do it now, and I could hang out with the Superman and the Batman and the Wonder Woman. So that's what I, when I was a little kid, that's what I wanted to be. Okay? Bye!
Wow. A little grating. But I will say, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that when they were a kid, they wanted to be Robin, not Batman.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So instead of being growing up, he wanted to be.
Yeah.
He wanted to be his own age as a superhero.
Kid superhero.
He wanted to be able to hang out with the other superheroes.
I like that.
Great answer.
Somebody on Twitter yesterday, it was a comic writer, I can't remember who it was. They posted a tweet, and it was an interaction between Joker and Batman. And it was like, Joker, like, so you run around with a kid in his underwear? What's that about? Batman, it's not his underwear. We just do it so we can match. Joker, it's still weird. Batman, why are you making this about me? It's great.
Look, Robins for many years now have worn long pants.
It's
okay.
True. It's true. It's been a long time since Robin wore underwear, but there was an awkward time.
Robin hasn't worn underwear in decades.
He ran around with green underpants on. It was odd for everybody.
They wore short pants. I'm sure he was wearing other underpants underneath.
I hope so. Otherwise, you're just wearing like a plated Speedo or whatever that was. It was really weird.
God.
Thank you for your call for some long time. Always good to hear from you. Guy comes up with a different voice every week. That's, man, I'll tell you what. It's hard work. We appreciate
it. He's the hardest working man on the answer of the week. That's for sure.
He is. Amy Batter. Do we know her?
Yeah, this is Amy. Amy's called in before.
Is this Amy from North Dakota?
Amy from North Dakota.
Okay. Amy from North Dakota hits us with an MP3. Good to hear from you again, Amy.
Hey, guys. Amy calling in. Amy ND on the forums, which is why I'm sending this MP3, because I posted my answer on the forums yesterday, and due to some internet peer pressure, I am calling in with my answer as well.
Hey.
So when I was a little kid, I wanted to be Chitara from Thundercats.
Nice.
I had a part of a Wonder Mop handle that I used as her staff, and I always made my brother be Tigro because, let's face it, he's a much bigger wuss than Lion-O or Panthro, so I always got to make the calls on the best way to defeat Mumra, who was either our younger sister or, in a pinch, the family dog. Anyway, then I saw the Chris Reeve movies, and then I just really wanted to be Superman. Forget Lois Lane. That crazy bitch was always doing something irresponsible and irritating.
It's true.
And I didn't know there was a Supergirl at the time, since she's not in those flicks. So I punched out the lenses of my sweet 1980s Alvin and the Chipmunks sunglasses I scored in a Happy Meal, and I used those to fool everyone with my secret identity. Somehow the neighbor kids couldn't quite suspend disbelief as much as, well, everyone in those movies. So alas, I was outed quickly and usually had to resort to hanging out in my admittedly pretty rad fortress of solitude that I built under a picnic table. Just used a white sheet, some styrofoam, and some plastic icicle Christmas decorations. And there I was, alone with my Freeze Pops and my New Kids on the Block cassette. Which admittedly is still a better ending for Superman than Man of Steel. Later, nerds.
Nicely done, Amy.
Is it Amy? Do we just assume that she's from North Dakota because her forum name is Amy ND, or did she once identify herself as Amy from North Dakota?
She told us she's from North Dakota.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. Well, also her avatar is Marge Helgerson or whatever from Fargo.
Yeah, there's a lot of clues here. So I'm saying, yeah, she's from North Dakota.
All right.
You know, had Clark Kent become Claire Kent and cross-dressed, like, this is an alter ego, nobody would ever put it together.
Like a real bosom buddy situation.
Yeah, nobody would ever know. Cross-dressing Superman. I love it. It's been amazing.
Amy, that is an excellent answer. Can we just get this out of the way right now and agree that Amy is our favorite call?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Because this whole thing where she tried to be Clark Kent is what does it for me.
She was already my favorite, though, when she said Chitara. Because I feel like Chitara, vastly overlooked as like a strong heroine in the 80s, especially in 80s cartoons, because for the most part you had Ariel from Thundar, who was like the only one that talked any sense to anyone on that cartoon.
Yeah,
because Thundar and Ookla were just f***ing everything up. And then you had Chitara, who was a total badass. She wasn't like a sex symbol. She was not a damsel in distress.
Oh, she was a sex symbol.
Well, I mean, for perverts and furries, sure, but what I'm saying was she was a total badass.
Oh, she is a badass.
Yeah, you did not f*** with Chitara, man.
No, certainly not. We've probably talked about it in one of our cartoon-themed shows. But you know how the Thundercats intro is so much better than the actual show?
It's still the best thing in the world.
Because they poured all their money into that 30-second credits scene.
Okay, the story I heard about this, and I don't know if this is true. This was like on one of the Thundercats wiki or something like that. Originally, there was Asian animators, like a Japanese animation studio that was hired to draw the Thundercats. They made the intro, totally f***ing awesome. And then whoever it was putting it out, Sunbow or Dick or whoever it was, or Deke or whatever, however you say it.
Right.
Like went, this is going to cost how much? And they pulled it away from them and gave it to these Swedish animators.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's like, how it always
went.
We can
do it way
these.
Cheaper.
The Silverhawks intro is the same. The 30-second thing where they put their heart and soul and all of their dollars into making it as awesome as it could be. That's where all the funding went. And then when they had to reproduce episodes week in and week out,
yeah,
day in and day out,
it got way cheaper.
It's like, yo, we need to button up on this budget.
Good answer, Amy.
But the reason I brought it up was because the Chitara part is the most awesome part of that intro.
Oh, she's spinning the thing and running real fast.
Super speeds through the guys. Super fun.
The staff, Hombo, or whatever you call it. I don't know. Bow staff.
It could shrink to this size and she wore it on her wrist. I thought that was so rad.
It was totally rad.
Anyway, Amy, favorite caller. Peer pressure works.
There you go. Go to the THN forums if you like peer pressure.
So since we only had 5 calls, I'll real quick address a couple of the answers we got on the forums.
Okay.
Cross, member of the Inner Circle, according to his forum subtitle.
Nice.
I'm going to go with the first one that pops into my head, and that is Optimus Prime. As a child of the 80s, It was all about Transformers for me. And with Prime, he was the leader of the Autobots, a group who, as a whole, were weaker than the Decepticons, but Prime was the strongest, bravest, and best of all Transformers. I still remember my mother taking me to see Transformers the movie, and when Prime died, F you, Hot Rod, I was crushed.
Hot Rod really was a prick.
I was so happy when he returned and ripped the Matrix of Leadership from Hot Rod's chest. My vote is Optimus Prime. Nerds, roll out! Great answer.
It's weird because like I love the Transformers too, but I never wanted to be a Transformer. I just wanted to play with my Transformers.
Right, because I didn't want to be a robot. I wanted to be a human.
And there was just like a disconnect, and I never wanted to be Spike either because that kid was an idiot. God, he was always in trouble.
Anthony from Brooklyn says, I'm bowing out of this question. I can't think of a fictional character I wanted to be. Not to be cheesy, I always wanted to be my dad when I grew up.
That is cheesy.
Yep.
Sorry. Everybody knows dads aren't superheroes.
Oh.
I'm just jealous.
Yep.
My dad was burning me with cigars. And
Lord Stephen, master
of... Threatening to name me Megan.
Jeez. Should have worn that like a badge of honor. Lord Stephen, master of coin, says, it wasn't a character I wanted to become, but I wanted to be the new Robin when I was a child. So he did not want to be like, he did not want to be Dick Grayson. He wanted to be Lord Stephen Fino, master of coin, a.k.a. Robin.
Oh, so he wanted Robin to like, die. And then Batman's like, Lord Stephen,
you're up.
You're next. Put on the panties.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
They're short pants, Matt. They're short pants.
Whatever. Pull up your super underwear. Let's go fight the Joker.
Put on your panties. Let's go. Great calls, everybody. All MP3s. Magical.
Yeah, that was great. Joe Patrick.
Hey.
Who did you pretend to be when you were a kid?
Oh, man. I'm surprised no one else said this, but I really, really wanted to be Superman when I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
And, but like, as a comic book kid, I knew that when I grew up, like, I don't want to not be me. And I know that Superman already exists. So I, you know, exists, quote unquote.
Oh, right,
in the
right,
comics.
Right. Gotcha.
So like, I spent all my time.
Joe, I have bad news for you.
I spent all my time imagining what it would be like if in the real world I got the powers of Superman.
Oh, that's cool.
And I would just become Superman, but I'd have to wear a mask because obviously that stuff with the glasses only works in comics. And so like I really had it all planned out. Like what would happen if Joe Patrick, real life human being, grew up and got the powers of Superman?
Right on.
I wanted it so bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to be He-Man.
He-Man.
I wanted to be He-Man. I f***ing loved He-Man. And I think it's just because like all the He-Man characters looked like wrestlers. And I loved wrestling when I was a kid.
And you really wanted a sweet pair of fuzzy undies.
Yeah, man. I wanted to wear those boots and the undies and the weird like bondage gear.
The mandolier.
Whatever it was. And I had the He-Man, like, you know, it was like He-Man Underoos or something. Of course, so it says his name on it. Because He-Man would run around with his name on his shirt.
Sure, obviously.
And I had a He-Man sword that would run around the house and scream at the top of my lungs, "By the power of Grayskull! I have the power!" And I remember my dad took the sword away from me. He's like, "All right, that's it. You're done." Because I'd been screaming all day. And I got like really upset and he felt bad and he gave me the sword back. And he's like, "Can you just not f***ing scream it as loud?" And I would point it at my dog, Barkley, who was like this weird little f***ing poodle thing or whatever the hell he was. I remember he was kind of brown and shit colored, you know? And I would point it at him like he was Cringer. And he would like cower just like Cringer because, you know, he's a dog. And he's like, yeah, this kid's going to shoot me with something. And he was my battle cat. And, oh, man, I wanted to be He-Man so bad. And I would beat the shit out of my brothers when I turned into He-Man. It was open season. Someone was getting stitches. Someone might break a leg. It's going to be bad.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So we had to stop playing He-Man and just play with our He-Man toys.
My cousin Ross had a life-size, like, plastic replica of the He-Man power sword. That's, I didn't even know
I
that,
had it too.
I didn't even know it existed as a kid.
I had it too.
And then he brought it over to our grandparents' house one time. I was like, "What the? Where did you get this?" And it was split into two. Half of it was He-Man's and half of it was Skeletor's,
yeah,
and you could put them together.
Awesome.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
It broke my tiny mind.
I hit my brother Scott across the face with it, bloodied his nose, and then kicked him down the stairs while I was playing He-Man.
Man.
Which it's like something that He-Man would never do. You know, but like
he would never.
Oh man. But I was the most powerful man in the universe. Scott was in the way. You know? Yeah. I messed his ass up, man. And then my mother was like, "What happened?" And I was like, "I don't know." And then they took my He-Man sword away.
All right, since we're doing real good on time, I have an embarrassing He-Man story.
Okay.
I loved He-Man when I was a kid. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I had a really active imagination, obviously, from comics and toys and cartoons and all and the whole deal. And everybody knows that when you're on the toilet, that's when you do all your best thinking. Right?
I can't disagree.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't disagree.
I've seen you carry comic books into that bathroom more times than I care to admit.
Sure. Everyone does.
So one time I was at the babysitter's house when I was very, very young. I would have been maybe in kindergarten or first grade. Though I don't really remember doing it. I do remember that I used to spend a lot of time in their bathroom just goofing around. Because those, they were, all the other kids were either way younger than me or way older than me.
Totally sounds like you're touching yourself, dude.
No, I wasn't. I was too young to even know what that was.
Kicking my dork around.
I was too young to know what that was. But somebody caught me, I don't know, play acting? Like I was imagining a He-Man adventure.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom at the babysitter's house. And to this day, my sister, who was obviously at the babysitter with me.
Were your pants down?
No. Okay. I wasn't going to the bathroom. I was like in
the
bathroom.
On the toilet, like, no, He-Man. What is going on in there? Nothing. Don't come in.
To this day, my sister will come up to me and make a comment to me exclaiming from behind a closed bathroom door, "Go Stridor," because I was on my trusty steed Stridor,
and we AKA were the toilet,
and we were saving Eternia from the clutches of Skeletor.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
What? I was like 6 or 7 years
How
old.
How are you not in therapy now? I don't understand.
Hey, it bothered them way more than it bothered me. Apparently,
it's bothering me.
Hey.
Thank you for sharing, Joe Patrick. And thank all of you.
I thought this was a safe place.
Thank all of you for sharing as well. Woo! We have a new question going up on the forums this Sunday. If you're hearing this, then it was this past Sunday. But regardless of that, what is the new question, Joe Patrick?
This week's question comes from our buddy Anthony from Brooklyn. What thing did you think was awesome as a kid, but now people bash on it?
Okay, he used the Ewoks as an example.
Yeah, as a kid, he loved the Ewoks.
He still likes the Ewoks.
And he knows that now everyone thinks that the Ewoks were lame.
Well, it's pretty dumb that the, you know, Empire got its butt kicked by a bunch of teddy bears with rocks and sticks. Somehow the rebels are having trouble with laser guns and spaceships, when all they needed was a couple logs, apparently.
Look, the Ewoks didn't defeat the entire Empire. They only fended off one battalion.
Which is one too many in my book, all right? That's ridiculous.
Whatever, you knew that the Ewoks are cool when you were a kid.
Sorry, Anthony, Ewoks suck. But I like his question. I like where it's going.
Along those lines, what thing did you love as a kid that now people look back on less than fondly?
Okay, so you still love it. You're going to defend
it. You may or may not still love it, but that's part of the question. Do you think it's still cool?
I have my answer. I've already got mine.
I think I have one. I'm going to give it some more thought.
Cool. We'll get into it next week. Hope to hear from more of you. Sorry if this question sucked or whatever. We got busy.
Blame Randy.
We're back on track. We're not going to blame Randy for anything. He's a sweet kid.
It was his question.
We're not blaming him for anything. We're back on track. It's all happening. We cannot wait to hear from you guys. I realize Mr. Baldwin had a couple weeks off, but he thought he was out of his contract. He's going to tell you what to do and how to play. For now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd. Signing off.
No one is ever out of their contract.
Mother f***ers. I don't know what kind of hold you have on my manager, but rest assured, I'm going to kill you both for this. Like it or not, Alec Baldwin never breaks a contract. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com or leave a Skype message for the username twoheadednerd. Remember to keep your answers under 2 minutes or Matt will cut you off. It's the only power the little twerp has in this world, and he won't hesitate to abuse it. I hate him, this show, and all of you. But rest assured, I hate me more.